that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Stay with me, chicken, don't you go. My heart can never be caged.
Welcome to your first weekend in 2018. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney.
But oh, you're under my wing.
Decomposition. That's the title for a series of music art experiences happening every Wednesday night this month at the Naked Lounge Coffee House in Chico. It's produced by Uncle Dad's Art Collective, and it features a different set of musicians and artists every week. The intimate experience each group offers will surprise and push the envelope of what you expect from local music and art performances. Today we talk with Joshua Haig, managing director of Uncle Dad, and with two of the musician art creators will take part in one of the presentations of Decomposition. Also on today's program, we'll be talking with Dolores Mitchell, who has an exhibit of her own oil paintings taking a phantasmagorical look at an amalgam of Chico images. Her paintings are on display along with creations by ceramicist Margaret Allen, who specializes in charmingly whimsical sculptures of things like tractors and farm equipment. The exhibit is at A Beautiful Life Furnishings in downtown Chico, and Dolores Mitchell will tell local art curator Jason Tannen all about the exhibit. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
This evening in Reading at the Cascade Theater, Standout Stand-Up with Bill Engvall as he showcases his iconic brand of observational humor. Two shows tonight, 6:30 and 9 o'clock. At the Orland Art Center, the exhibit Silk Sensations, featuring work by artist Tanya Mead Mullen. Her medium of choice is dyes gone silk. The center's open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 6. In Chico on Sunday night at Sierra Nevada's Big Room, singer-songwriter John McCutcheon. This evening of music by a Big Room favorite starts at 7:30. Wednesday at Chico State's Laxon Auditorium, Chris Christopherson takes the stage. Enjoy this solo music performance starting at 7:30. One of Chico's favorite art venues, 1078 Gallery, has a new location, but it's not moving in until April. In the meantime, opening next Thursday, 1078 has a pop-up show at MONCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, on the Esplanade in Chico. The exhibit, called A Place to Stay, includes sound and object-based art to immerse and entertain all your senses. The installation is open Thursday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's the calendar for this week. French artist Henri Matisse believed, drawing is like making an expressive gesture with the advantage of permanence.
Listening here to music that will be featured next Wednesday at the Naked Lounge Coffee House in Chico. the guys who are producing this are Uncle Dad's Art Collective. And we have the managing director of Uncle Dad's, Josh Haig. So Josh, tell me what this thing is. It's called Decomposition.
That's right. It's basically 4 Wednesdays in January. We just had our first one last Wednesday, and now we'll do one on the 10th, 17th, and 24th. Each week features a different artist and new works and collaborations based on the concept of decomposition.
Decomposition. Are the musical compositions disappearing? Why is it called decomposition?
Yeah, it's been really fun curating this show based on all the different ways you can think about decomposition. Some of it is literal. We do have things literally decaying musically using different techniques. Most of the time, I was kind of using decomposition as it relates to how music is interpreted by people. What I was trying to do with a lot of the new music I wrote for the different shows is how can you be technically savvy with your instrument and learned, but at the same time kind of transcend that all.
So you wrote the music that these groups and artists will be performing this month?
Some of it. The shows are broken up in like a 50-50 thing where half of it is a featured act that is creating their own performance based on the theme. And then the first half is new works and collaborations that the collective is doing. And some of it is new music that I've written. I was trying to find ways of doing things that are theoretically interesting and weird, but at the same time don't feel heady or anything. It just kind of hits people right in the heart.
So in general, what genre of music do all these artists and groups do? Is it vary?
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was going for. It's how many different ways can you communicate with an audience using art? Our first week, we just had Sean Thwaitis from Sacramento, who plays steel drums, but performs in a jazz ensemble and blends the two worlds together really seamlessly. Going forward, all the different acts are presenting their own ideas about decay and decomposition in a completely original fashion. The goal is to give a platform for these acts to kind of transcend the heady work and just communicate interesting ideas to an audience.
And this is happening every Wednesday in January at the Naked Lounge Cafe, and that's on 2nd Street in downtown Chico. Why did you choose this venue to do this thing?
They're really open-minded, so that's part one. They're a wonderful establishment that will say okay to us doing weird performance art in their establishment that is, might not be the most lucrative style of music to present. But on the other side of it, we really wanted to do it in a small place because a lot of the work we're doing is multimedia with lighting and visuals. We're actually designing the room to kind of come to life and decay as well, using lights kind of around the perimeter so we can make it brighter, darker, change the color, change certain colors of different corners. And you can't do that in a big venue. We wanted the audience to be immersed in the experience with the performer and everyone's in the show whether they wanted to be or not.
We have two musicians from a group that's going a week from Wednesday. Why don't you introduce these guys?
They are Dream Show LLC, and it's Alex Coffin and Gavin Fitzgerald, who are going to be doing some crazy performance art.
Gavin, tell us what kind of music your group does.
Though music is an integral aspect of what we're going to be performing, this group is equally a visual ensemble. So we're going to be presenting a lot of information, let's say, about the overall concept of decomposition as involved in music, sound in general, the literal decomposition of flesh, and so on and so forth. And though there will be music involved, it won't be a solely musical presentation.
Is it like spoken word poetry, or what is it?
Alex's voice here. We got different resident experts from Craigslist to sort of break down whether it's the history, the diaspora of the music and the cultures we love and listen to today, working on different presentations to sort of take us through a trip through time.
So how would you, Alex, describe what this piece you're going to be performing a week from Wednesday is?
An interactive experience with lots of crowd participation. One thing that's been really popular online is ASMR experience.
What does that experiments. Stand for?
It's an audio something response where basically you get a really nice, pleasurable feeling by hearing different sounds, usually up close, like people slicing onions or like people whispering. It's this whole thing that's taken off online.
Would you say it's a kind of calming, healing kind of thing?
Yes, Yeah, it's almost like a meditative sort of thing. I don't think everyone's able to get that response, but for the percentage that do, they really have taken a liking to it. So there'll be experiments like that. You can expect very clinical to absurd ideas. Josh and Uncle Dad's is great. They have let us kind of go pretty free with whatever we want to do.
Gavin, how do you feel about adapting this environment? It's basically a bar or a coffee house, which is usually a very social type of place, but converting it into this intimate art experience.
I think it's wonderful. The idea of transporting an audience as well as a performer into a completely different environment is a very special thing that we as artists are able to do. So if we're able to take it a step further from not necessarily having the separation of an audience and a stage, and then sort of turn the stage into the audience's sort of natural habitat and vice versa, it really allows for a more immersive evening. So you can be pulled from your normal doldrums and 9-to-5s and experience something completely different.
As far as the music part of this, what instruments are involved?
For our show specifically, without giving too much away, we're going to have a few acoustic instruments. There will be some pre-recorded compositions, let's call them.
Plus the slicing of onions.
I assume
you're not doing that live.
Well, we have a waiver for the audience to sign because there will be very sharp knives as part of our set.
And very strong organic onions.
That's right. So there's going to be a lot of crying during the set. Yeah.
Josh, would you say that all of the groups performing this month, every Wednesday at the Naked Lounge in downtown Chico, are in some way experimental or pushing the envelope in different ways or doing something people aren't used to?
Yeah, that was one of the things I really wanted to do. For the featured acts, which is one every week, I wanted to reach out to performing acts that I knew would take the theme in a completely different way. Presented in a completely different way. That's why when I went to the Dream Show guys and said, this is the theme, it's decomposition, it's kind of this experimental art exhibit, music performance, and I said, I don't care what you do, as long as it's interesting and cutting edge and thoughtful. I did that with the other acts too. I just said, this is the theme, what do you want to do? And use that as a collaboration. Because I think as an artist, when you are given freedom and a theme that isn't as cut and dry as make sure people are dancing and buying drinks from the bar, it's freeing and makes the artist feel like they can try something they haven't done before that doesn't necessarily fit in a neat category and fits the theme of decomposing, which I think is really exciting.
Are all of these groups and artists local? I mean, you said the first one, which was day before yesterday, that person was from Sacramento.
Yeah.
How about the rest of them? Are they from the Chico area?
Actually, Dream Show is the only local group we're bringing this time. This upcoming show, we're featuring George Hurd from San Francisco, who is an electronic composer who you heard at the beginning. He does electronic music paired with visual elements from places he travels. So he goes to Budapest with a handheld recorder and a video camera and captures images and sounds and uses that to create pieces to be performed.
What kind of venue does he usually perform in?
All over the place. He played as part of a Radiohead tribute concert where he arranged a Radiohead song for string quartet and electronics. The performance art works really well in a small space where people can see what he's doing because a lot of it is manipulated live with a laptop. The hope is, like I've been mentioning, is to kind of take off that barrier of this is the artist, we're the audience, and have people up and close and understanding. You can see that there is things happening and people are trying to create art in front of them. You know, we don't care if the wires are showing, so to speak.
Alex, have you been involved before in a performance where the performers and the audience were so enmeshed and intertwined?
I've naturally been drawn to that more intimate show, mainly because we have more access to house shows or art galleries and coffee shops. There's something about it. I think people know what they're coming for, but it also catches them off guard to be sitting in a coffee shop and then have this whatever performance it is. You're less expectant than if you're sitting like at Laxon or something like that in your seat being told to be quiet. You know, without the stage, you're able to kind of intertwine yourself with the audience, have audience participation. And yeah, it opens itself up for many more fun elements.
Josh, you're a producer of many complicated presentations in the Chico area. Uncle Dad's Art Collective, of course, does the big things at Locke's Auditorium, where you do works by a certain artist, like the Stevie Wonder one that's coming up. What's it like giving over your producing power and just letting someone come in and do their thing that you don't have control over?
I really enjoy that piece of it, producing a show. I think it depends on what the show is. I see those cover shows as a kind of almost like a Broadway production where there's a script and you follow it and there's blocking and you land somewhere at a certain time and that spotlight kicks on or whatever.
This intimate performance is more like improvisation.
Where we are creating the framework, the infrastructure that will allow the artist to realize some idea. You know, I'll say, here's the concept. We can do this. This is available to you. Here's what's coming before you. Here's what's coming after you. Let's see if we can tie it together and then just kind of roll the dice. And I find that incredibly rewarding, especially because with such a small crowd, it just feels more like the stakes are higher. You know, they can see you if you're doing something wrong. You can't hide amongst a huge orchestra or whatever. I mean, it's just you and them. The stakes are higher and it feels riskier. And that kind of is an adrenaline bump for us artists that like that kind of stuff.
Josh, each Wednesday this month, is this really the first time you're going to be experiencing each of these works? Or have you been on the process of creation with each of these groups?
No. I will let people know that this is definitely a different process than I've typically done, where it's a 9-month process of rehearsals and rewrites of scripts and all that. This is literally Tuesday night. We finish the new works we're going to have. We have the house band come in, learn them, and then Wednesday we perform them. And then the featured acts come in at 6 o'clock, and they're on stage at 8:30 playing it. It's very much fly by the seat of our pants, which I really like. I think it adds to the feeling of the show.
So, Gavin, do you like flying by the seat of your pants for a performance like this?
I love flying by the seat of my pants for a performance like this. I truly do. I think I thrive in that environment, to be honest.
Why do you think you thrive more on that than your more rehearsed kind of performance?
I think by nature of my personality, I guess.
You're on the edge. You don't know what's coming next.
Well, yeah, you're using sort of the palpable energy that's coming from both the audience unassuredness of what's about to happen.
Visceral element.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. The more visceral element to it. It's a less rehearsed and polished item. You're getting more truth, let's say, from the artist as well as from the audience in their reaction and from your performance. In past performances with bands I've been in, there's been a lot of that improvisational element, not only within jazz, let's say, but Alex and I were in an ensemble called the Pageant Dads for a long time, where we were personas on stage that interacted with the audience and with each other in a very improvisational platform. With that experience and my sort of innate love for the unknown within a performance, it's like a match made in heaven for me. I love it.
I also think it's a testament to the quality of the people involved. All these people, Dream Show included, were picked because they can hang in a really high-risk, fast-paced environment, you know. It's not like open mic nights, say, where it's kind of just come in and try something, it's okay. This is definitely, it's as rehearsed as it can be without ever rehearsing, which is a weird, interesting place to be as an artist, especially with these guys coming from San Francisco who will be using a drummer from Chico and a bass player from Chico who will shake hands and then say, hey, nice to meet you, let's play, and then go for it for the next 45 minutes. It's exciting.
Josh, do you think that there's an avid audience for this kind of experimental stuff in Chico?
We'll
see.
I don't know. You know, that's a tough one. And it's something I actually struggle with because I'm so passionate about this style of art. The music I want to create and that I digest on a regular basis is something a little more avant-garde, for lack of a better word.
Well, Uncle Dad's Art Collective, that's you and a bunch of other guys who put on these shows, have done such a diverse number of things. I think you've built an audience that is, you know, what's next? What are they going to do next?
Well, I'm hoping, I'm hoping people will trust us. I actually was having a conversation with an artist friend today saying that talking to people on Facebook or public posting saying, hey, come to the show, it costs this much, it's going to be great, is so impersonal, where all you really want to say is, I swear to you, just get inside the building and let us try and create a situation that's going to move you. And that's such a more organic way of people getting inspired by art, you know.
Well, all of you out there in Weekend Showcase listening land, can be part of this experimental wild thing that's going to be going on at the Naked Lounge. That's a coffee house on 2nd Street in Chico. How would people find out more about this and get tickets?
You can get tickets in advance at uncledad.co, D-A-D.co.
That's C-O, not C-O-M.
That's right, yeah. We're hoping people, for the remaining three shows, we sell them as a package. So we're encouraging people to go to all of them if they can, even if they miss the first one, because there are elements of the night that will carry over and be referenced in other shows. So you can get a pack of tickets that are cheaper for all the nights. That way you can kind of experience it in its completion.
And people could find out all about that and actually get that package of tickets at uncledads.co.
Uncle Dad singular, one dad. You only got one Uncle Dad.
I see, uncledad.co.
That's right.
Thank you guys for coming in and talking about this very interesting series of performances. Let's go out today on Dream Show. That's the group with Alex and Gavin and a couple other guys. We are looking forward to your guys' performance next Wednesday night.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
All that I have is yours, but oh, you're under my wing. Pretty cheeky baby, you're under my wing. Oh, you're under my wing. But I'm under your spell, I'm under your spell. Stay with me.
Our usual weekend showcase co-host, Dolores Mitchell, has an exhibit of her own paintings currently at A Beautiful Life Furnishings in downtown Chico. The exhibit also features works by ceramicist Margaret Allen. A local art curator, Jason Tannen, is here to talk with Dolores about the exhibit.
Hello, this is Jason Tannen. I'm the former curator of the University Art Gallery at Chico State. I am here with Dolores Mitchell, who is going to tell us about an exhibition that she's having with Margaret Allen.
It's going to be at A Beautiful Life Furnishings in downtown Chico. The exhibition is called Dualities because it has to do with two ways of working. I'll be showing with Margaret Allen, who is a marvelous ceramist. Margaret Allen has been a professor at Butte College for 25 years, very inspiring person for her students. And her work is whimsical. It's really off the wall, crazy, wonderful. She has done a series of farm equipment. She loved farm equipment ever since childhood. Every semester, she gives a project for her students to make a whistle, but it has to be something that has some life and whimsicality. She decided to do a series of whistles based upon tractors. What do you think of these, Jason?
I've been looking at some pictures of Margaret's ceramic pieces while you've been talking, and they're crazy. Tractors, farm equipment. Things typically very utilitarian, hard-edged. Margaret's pieces, though, are really pretty whimsical. They almost look like inflatables. They're kind of bulbous and round-edged, but still retaining the utilitarian aspect where you can see it's based on a tractor or a combine, that kind of thing. They utilize the colors typically you would find on a tractor or a farm implement. They're really kind of charming in a way, and they're very colorful. They're very intriguing.
What I like about them is you can also play a song on them. It was her goal to produce a whistle that you could play at least 7 notes on, and indeed you can do that. These are almost like toys, but toys that have kind of an edge to them. So this tractor, for example, it looks a little dangerous, a little bit of a cutting edge on that tractor. Well, the other part of Margaret Allen's duality is what's perhaps more familiar to people is functional ceramics, but even those functional pieces, such as their cups, they're cups with an attitude, don't you think, Jason?
Yes, they do take on almost, a personification. They kind of take flight from the functionality to something else. Like right now, I'm looking at a picture of 4 ceramic coffee cups. But they are certainly not mug-like. They have been kind of extended, and they're, well, the same kind of whimsical quality that the farm objects have. And then interesting bands of design and color.
Dualities applied to my paintings that have to do with either fantasy pieces that are now based on Chico. It's a style that I developed when doing San Francisco fantasies, and then also much more naturalistic North State agricultural pieces. So here is one of my fantasies based upon Chico, icons such as Bidwell Mansion, the diamond light on the Senator Theater, the hands from the parking lot and back of City Hall, some of Chico bungalows, and the Amtrak train that I hear over and over night and day.
I followed Dolores, your work for many years. Looking at this painting, this is an interesting kind of departure from your paintings that are really about the observed world, the observed landscape. This image is very emblematic and a kind of topographical view of houses and buildings and landscape. It's a definite departure from the real or observed world to become a very graphically strong image.
Thank you so much, Jason, for doing the interview.
Thank you, Dolores. It was a real pleasure to see your work and Margaret's work as well.
The exhibition Dualities, with paintings by Dolores Mitchell and ceramic sculptures by Margaret Allen, is at A Beautiful Life Furnishings, 250 East 1st Street in downtown Chico. And tonight there's a reception. You can meet the artists and see their works. That's from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock tonight at A Beautiful Life Furnishings. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.